Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney, joined by Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good morning. How you doing today?
Good. Back at it. Up and at it.
Back at it. There was a lot to like in the second half, how you guys face adversity against Penn State. I know, I'm guessing you're not a big moral victory guy, but what good do you take out of the loss on Saturday?
I thought our team played with great character and effort, and there were so many guys that played really well, and I thought our team played very well under some adverse circumstances, some drives that were in process or long pass that got called back. I mean, those things happened, and then team kept battling, kept overcoming, and put us in a position to have a chance to win that game at the end.
Would it be fair to say that Saturday was Shea Patterson's best game as a Michigan Wolverine?
I think he's had a lot of really great games, but he was really good again this Saturday. I mean, heroic. You know, he was as good as someone could play. I mean, I thought he was really had a heck of a game.
You're probably not going to reveal too much, but is that as healthy as he's been all year? Because it did look like he was moving around a lot more effectively than maybe he was earlier in the year.
Yeah, for sure. The first couple of games he was hurt, and battled through that. But he's been healthier the last three or four games.
The downside is the start, and on the road games where you play ranked teams, you guys have been outscored 63-3 in the first quarter. Is that an anomaly? Is there something that, for some reason, this team just doesn't get going till the second half?
I thought our team was going. I thought they were going. First possession of the game, offense took the ball, got it to the, drove it across the 50, and then we didn't execute the coffin punt that went into the end zone, and then Penn State drove a little bit and then flipped the field position. We got it back on our 10, stalled a little bit there. Then the third drive, we were driving again and got the ball to the 35 and went for it on fourth and three, and felt like we had executed the play. I thought it was DPI. Pass interference, that wasn't called, and then they got the ball back. So I thought our team was ready to play, playing well. Unfortunately, the score didn't reflect that from the beginning. But
you mentioned the DPI. Would you be in favor, as a former NFL coach and as a college coach, of expanded replay? Do you like that idea at all or not on penalties like that, which to me did look like pass interference?
I guess they're experimenting with it in the NFL right now. We'll see how that goes.
Do you like that?
Do I like it? I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not. I mean, I've been following a little bit, and I think there's been a high number of challenges, but a low number
27
of reversals.
28. Yeah.
So it now I see, I caught a game. I was watching the Ravens and the Seahawks, I think. Mm-hmm. One of the commentators was talking about, when are the coaches are going to get this? Why are they even challenging this anymore? They don't
overturn them. But, I mean, in theory, do you like the idea, I guess? I, in practice, it really hasn't worked in the NFL. But let's just say for the call you're talking about, that was pass interference. Would you like the ability to challenge that?
Yeah, I think I would, yes.
Okay.
Even with losing a timeout, because that's the thing. I know in one of the Lions game last Monday, Patricia didn't challenge it because he didn't want to lose a timeout. We got some calls this morning on your decision to have Jake Moody kick a 58-yard field goal. Number one, why that decision? And two, everybody assumes that Nordine has the stronger leg and why he wasn't the guy to do it. Can you explain that?
I can explain that.
Good.
Nordine Quinn was working through a hip flexor, so he was there as the backup kicker for the game.
And a 58-yard field goal.
I thought that, we thought that it was on the outside. It was outside of makeable, right at that within a yard or two was and he put a good kick on it. It came up about a yard short. So the alternative would have been going for it on fourth and six.
Right.
Also at the, at the 41-yard line, and thought the percentage of getting the field goal
was better than fourth and six.
Yeah,
flip a coin, basically. Yeah,
that's what went into the decision.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they had two or three timeouts left too, so they were going to get the ball. If you didn't make it, they'd get it there, and if you'd
punt
the field goal,
you'd have punted.
No, I would have probably gone for it.
Yeah. Well,
but that's
when it's when you make a decision and you didn't get it, then you would have liked to seen how it would have played out the other way. And, sure, people like to yell at their TV what they would have done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How they would have done it.
Of course.
That passion keeps the games going, keeps your radio show on.
It's healthy, though, isn't it, to have these discussions for the most part with fans?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's we sure wouldn't have the. It's part of the sport. I mean, it's part of the game. It's part of what something about football arouses those kind of passions and excitement and fervor and it's been that way for a very long time and happy that it's still that way. Nobody's gotten bored with football.
Do you get that way when you mentioned watching the Ravens, when you watch your brother's team or you watch another team? Do you get like that at all, whether it's even football or another sport?
I'm a big fan of the Ravens. And I get...
So you scream at the TV, like Lamar Jackson went for it on fourth down. You said, yeah.
Yeah, nice fist pump there for sure.
Speaking of passion, Ronnie Bell showed a lot of passion. Obviously, it was not the positive passion after dropping that fourth down pass. What do you say to him afterwards? Do you have to lift him up? Because, I mean, the emotion was so obvious on the sideline watching.
What are you talking
TV.
About? Not positive
the drop.
Pass?
Well, I mean, he was crying on the sideline. You could see him. And I mean, I think everybody felt bad for him. I mean, he just dropped the ball. There's no shame in that. But can you take us through what the last 24 hours have been like for him? Because obviously that's a big drop for him.
Ronnie's tough as nails. I would take 20 more Ronnie Bells.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as good a guy and football players we have on the entire team. I mean, even that game, I mean, he's just playing all out the entire night. And, that means a lot to him. You can tell, how much it means to him. I mean, some guys drop a ball and they just...
That's the passion I'm talking about. It just shows you the passion he has.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I take all the Ronnie Bells we can get on our team.
This is fifth year, unless there's some kind of miracle, you guys aren't going to Indy again. I know you backed the Big Ten media, thought that you guys should have been the favorites to win this conference. Personally, how disappointing is it that, like I said, you probably not going to go to Indy this year?
We're just getting good at football and trying to get as good as we can possibly get at football. And our goal has been win the next game. And big game this week, and we are, as we said, up and at it and attacking.
So season goals are not on your mind. Your goal is Notre Dame.
Yeah, win the next game.
And what kind of challenge do you think Notre Dame brings
big,
for you guys?
Big. They're a really good football team. They fast and physical and really well coached and plowing through that right now to put ourselves in a position to have the best opportunity and get the practices going. We're up and at that and excited for the challenge.
The quarterback is really good, and running back good, and tight end seems to be really good.
So they're a top-notch team.
Yeah. Yep.
Jim, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much.
You got it. Thank you.
There he is, Jim Harbaugh, joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.